Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're now going to speak with our AAA editor, our Beth McDonald. How are you doing this afternoon? Are you staying dry, lass?
Well, up until the point where I went outside to take pictures of the snow on the mountains. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've heard reports, and I will share this with our listeners. I received a phone call about an hour ago from my wife, who is at home up on the hill.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, it's snowing. And I said, what am I doing down here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I have my show to do. and she says it's not sticking to the ground yet, although as the temperature cools and it continues to drop moisture from the clouds, yeah. I'm sure that it will start to collect.
It's gorgeous.
I can hardly wait to get up there.
Tell her to take lots of pictures.
I've told her. I says, get your brand new camera you paid FX number of hundreds of dollars for and start taking those pictures.
Get the camera, baby.
So we are talking, of course, here with Brent about the movies and so forth. And a lot of us, we love certain directors or we love certain types of movies, as I said before. I'm sure that Saving Private Ryan is a great movie. I know that it won an Oscar or two or something like that. And some people really love it. I won't watch it because I don't like seeing that kind of stuff. I had difficulty handling the series Pacific on HBO, the miniseries about World War II, and it didn't focus on one character. It focused on all of these different people whose lives were changed by being drafted or enlisting and being shipped off to who knows where, and they have no clue as to whether they're coming back alive or not and or what they're going to experience. And you want to talk about a change in lifestyle almost literally overnight. And that's really kind of what we're here today to talk about because we're still in that change mode, aren't we?
We are, but we're kind of tipping over into actualization. And so, you know, this is a perfect time to be having these conversations. And honestly, these are two of my favorite topics, movies and conscious creation. But what's fascinating and wonderful, I think, for me is that the sun has moved into Pisces, where it is joining the asteroid Chiron and the planet Uranus. So there's three planetary bodies right now in Pisces. Two more will come in Monday and Tuesday. Mars on Tuesday and Mercury on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so that's an awful lot of energy in one sign. Now, Pisces is the last and final sign in many of the zodiacs. Not all, mm-hmm. but many. And Pisces, therefore, is the ultimate culmination. It's the manifestation of all the work and all the things that have come before. And so technically, when there's all this energy in Pisces, it is much easier to manifest if you can focus and if you're integrated, if the different parts of your psyche and your soul and your unconscious are all working together. The tricky part with the conscious creation stuff is that sometimes your unconscious is stronger and working harder than your conscious mind. And so what I see a lot this time of year is people who are doing all the right things but are having trouble manifesting. And that's a sign that not all of you is on the boat. Mm. And it's a time to delve into the unconscious, which, interestingly, Pisces always also rules. And so it's a great time for anything that takes you deeper.
Mm, okay. Well, keep that in mind if that's what you're trying to do. Get focused.
Yeah.
I have to say that as you were saying that, I started to feel this sort of welling up of excited anticipation.
Exactly.
And I'm going, okay, I know what I've been saying and I know what I've been doing. Now let's bring it home.
Let's rock and roll. Yeah. So again,
very exciting.
There's only one planet retrograde right now, which is Saturn, which means there's an unprecedented amount of opportunities. If you can stay focused and summon the resolve to go there.
All right. Well, you know, Saturn with those rings, it's an oddball planet, but what are you going to do?
But he's your friend. He's ultimately trying to help you.
I have one quick question before we go, and I need a quick answer. The meteor or comet Chiron, and I just want asteroid. All I want to know is which direction is it headed?
It's moving further into Pisces, which is actually a good place for us, for anybody. It makes us more intuitive, and more in tune with the spirit world and whoever you perceive God to be, the forces of the universe.
For those who don't know where Pisces is it heading towards or away from Earth?
Oh, Pisces is a constellation. It's what they call a fixed star. The universe is expanding, so
right.
Technically it's going out.
Okay. All right, Beth. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website, and we will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You
Keep
bet.
Up the good work.
And we'll be back.